Christ!
On the counter to the right of the door, Mafalda lay with her head still wrapped in its bright turban, propped on the cash register. Otherwise, she was nude. She stared fixedly at the ceiling. Feathers had been stuffed in her mouth, and mystic symbols had been scrawled on her bare belly in blood. Her blood. Mafalda's throat had been slit. Fast motion caught the corner of Anya's eye. She spun, reflexively bringing up her right forearm. A wooden pole struck her forearm. She could see from the glint of light that the wood was the haft of a spear. Above the far end of the spear, she saw the eyes of her visitor from the night before, burning in the gloom like dark stars. Before she could react further, the spear was withdrawn, and it darted back at lightning speed straight for her eyes. She twisted her body clockwise and leaned back, allowing the weapon to thrust past her.
Anya!
Anya caught a flash of Dan in the corner of her eye, struggling with an opponent of his own. She had no attention to spare him. Her own foe was remarkably fast and determined. His third thrust came low, and Anya jumped high into the air to avoid the strike at her legs. She lashed out with her right foot, kicking a set of stout jars from the top shelf of a display toward her attacker. As one heavy jar tumbled toward his head, spilling orange powder that glittered even in the gloom, he reflexively jerked the spear back to interpose the haft. Anya used some of the energy of her fall to add momentum to a spinning, straight-legged reverse kick. The back of her heel caught the spear haft and wrenched it right out of the man's hands. He spun and darted toward the back of the shop, and Anya chased after him. A pair of machetes hung crossed on the back wall. The man snatched down not one, but both at once, and turned on his pursuer. He waved the heavy 2-foot blades in a whistling figure eight before him. Hoping Dan was too busy with his own assailant to notice anything else unusual, she held her right hand as if gripping something and focused her will. The man's eyes widened as the broadsword materialized from thin air, but the two big, single-edged blades never faltered in their complex dance of death. Anya whacked at one of those dervish-whirling blades with her sword. More than a foot of the man's dark steel blade shot away to embed itself in the wall. He stopped to stare in amazement at the surface where his machete had been chopped off. Anya flowed forward and whipped the sword around in a horizontal backhand stroke that should have separated the long-haired head from wide copper shoulders. Instead, the man bent his upper body to his left, away from the stroke. The blade passed just over his head, slashing free a lock of hair. He thrust for Anya's belly with his remaining machete. The speed and fury of this strike would have impaled her had she not leaped back and left like a cat. Unfortunately, the motion slammed her hip into another counter laden with Mafalda's exotic merchandise. A choking cloud of dust and bits of ground herb and tiny wisps of feather floated up to surround Anya's head, her eyes filled with tears. He rushed her again, raising the machete to chop her down. In dodging, she had turned half away from him clockwise. She gripped the long hilt of her sword with both hands and thrust almost blindly toward the onrushing figure. She felt a momentary resistance as he ran onto the blade. His eyes blazing with determination, he drove himself onward, sending the sword point out through his back. The man fought to bring his raised weapon down in a self-avenging death stroke, but his fading strength betrayed his will. The machete fell from fingers that could no longer grip, and blood ran from the corner of his mouth. A look of infinite sadness, almost verging on apology, came into the blazing black eyes, before all the light went out of them, turning them dull as stones. Anya grimaced. Killing was never easy. She had to remind herself that he attacked first, and as far as she could tell, had either killed Mafalda or had guilty knowledge of the deed. Anya snapped back to the moment and spun in time to see Dan fly upside down into a tall bookcase against one wall, then crash through a long table and a crowded set of shelves. The broken remnants fell to the floor in an immense swirl of dust and magic powders. In her shock, she let go of the sword, and it returned to its own sphere.